Want to enjoy your coffee while listening to some fun tunes, news, culture exchange, and much more? Then you should definitely tune into Coffee Time. I'm your host, Vivian. Now lean back, sip your coffee, and enjoy. Hello, hello, hello. I hope you have your coffee ready for today's Coffee Time. I'm your host, Vivian, and welcome back here to CJSF 90.1 FM, very broadcast on the unceded coastal territories of the Coquitlam, the Musqueam, the Squamish, and the Tsleil-Waututh. So welcome back here. I'm excited. A new week, new tunes, and new days that we have to discuss. Today is a very special day, but I'm going to talk about it a little bit later. But first of all, I hope you are doing fine. I hope you had a good week so far with some sun. I mean, today it's raining. I had to grab my umbrella. I had to dig it out again because it's raining again. I know it's really, really sad, but I mean, we kind of have to deal with it. And I mean, we are Vancouver, so we are known for rain. And I hope you can still enjoy today's coffee time. And I'm excited because I have some fun new tunes. Actually, I all found them at our music library from CJSF on Plex, and I'm excited because there are some new tunes that I didn't know before. I also have one song that I really liked. It's by Child, and Child is one of my favorite artists that I actually found here on the CJSF Plex playlist, and I've been really like into the music and I'm really enjoying the music, so I'm excited. And actually one of my favorite bands recently published a song called Pistol by Cigarettes After Sex, and I love the band. It is a really nice band and have some indie songs and yeah, some local artists for today. And also Connor is going to come on air with me. So Connor is our coordinator for our music department, and he is going to introduce us to the day that we have today, and I'm going to do that soon. But before that, I would like to start with some fun songs so that you kind of have to, that you get the groove and that you can start into this coffee time with a good mood, and hope you can enjoy it still. Like, I mean, maybe you can make yourself a tea, a water, or a good coffee, because it always cheers me up, especially when it's raining outside and I have my hot tea or my coffee and I can look outside and listen to music or the radio like you should today, and maybe a podcast. So I hope you can enjoy today's show and that your coffee or your drink, whatever you have, can cheer you up, and that my music does too. I will stop talking now, and I hope you can enjoy my first song, and then I'm going to talk about what day is today, give you a little life update about myself, because I don't know why or how, but I always like update you about my life. It's kind of a podcast. It's pretty cool and it's so much fun. So I'd like to update a little bit you a little bit about my life, because I have so much going on right now. And yeah, I actually am going back to Germany soon. I'm really, really sad. I will leave in 18 days. Can you believe it? Because I can't. It's crazy how fast the time flow by, and it's so crazy. So I will talk a little bit about that and what I have planned for the next 2 weeks, because it's going to be special again, because I want to leave with like a, I want to leave and that you can remember me, because my last show is going to be super, super special. So I'll have to collect some ideas and to do a little bit of research and prepare it. But I'm super, super excited and kind of want to reflect my journey here in Canada a little bit. And then I'm, yeah, going to talk about a little bit about that. Maybe I will do one more street interview here at SFU, because I don't know, students have been so busy these days because the finals are coming up. And if you are a student and you have your finals right now, I hope you can enjoy today's coffee time too, because I would like you to enjoy and just relax, lean back for 1 hour, don't study. I mean, you kind of have to study, but you can take a break and use this coffee time to relax and to enjoy. And I would like to play the first song now, because maybe it helps you to relax and get things off your, like, get your mind of things and that you can relax a little bit while you're studying or while you're driving or while you're just sitting with your coffee. So I want to introduce the first song. It's Pistol by Cigarettes After Sex. It's our first song and I hope you can enjoy. So please enjoy. This is Pistol with Cigarettes After Sex.
Up to me, and in the chaos I got crowned. You're good, and that is why I need you. You're more If I could count the stupid things I do for you or just for a taste, I'd make it to a million just to realize it was all just a chase. Oh, what a waste.
Sugar Sweet by Benson and Boone. And we had kind of an indie vibe. So the last four songs I just played were kind of indie. The first one was kind of fitted a little bit to today's weather, a little bit rainy. And it was Pistol by Cigarettes After Sex. And we heard Boy and Bear with Apex. And I really liked the band because I did a live interview this Tuesday on Speak Up every Tuesday, 10 to 11 a.m. I host Speak Up, and I had this live interview with the designer and stylist Marianne Webb, and she introduced me to the band, and we both love indie music, so it was the perfect song for me. So I kind of chose that song and played the band again because I liked them so much. And then we heard Somersault with Campanita, and I really liked that song because it gives me a summer vibe and even makes me to vibe to the music, and I can imagine myself sitting at the beach listening to that song and vibing to the song and really enjoy the good vibe. So I really, really enjoy that song. It's going to be a summer hit for me, definitely. And I'm going to edit this song to my playlist soon. And the last song was Sugar Sweet by Benson and Boone. And yeah, it was a special song, and yeah, it kind of made me get in the summer mood even more, because I mean, it's raining outside right now, but summer is coming up, people, and we already have April. So it's April 6th today, and it's so crazy how fast this year flew by, so fast. So I'm really excited for the summer, and I have so many plans. And before I'm going to tell you about these plans, I would like to introduce what day is today. So the category that I always do on my show, if you are an active listener here, if you're new, hi, I'm Vivian, and this is CDSF 90.1 FM. And I always talk about what day is today. So what people all around the world are celebrating listening. So I would like to introduce you today to today's days that are celebrated and the celebrations and festivals that are, yeah, happening right now in the world. So we have National Burrito Day. So I kind of challenge you now. This is your sign to make a burrito today. Maybe you can also try to use... to do a vegan burrito, because I've never tried a vegan burrito. I was actually thinking about it while I was doing the research about what day is today. So maybe you are, yeah, I don't know. Even if you're not vegan or vegetarian, could try to like use a meat-free or eat a meat-free or make a meat-free burrito. So because I always associate burrito with meat, so it was kind of... I was thinking about that. So this is your sign to make a vegan burrito if you have the ingredients for it. And we also have an International Fun at Work Day. So go out, hug your coworker, and have fun at work. We also have National... I always have trouble to pronounce it, S-E vowel, and National Siamese Cat Day. So if you have a Siamese cat, they cuddle your cat and say hi from me. And we also have National Caramel Popcorn Day. I love popcorn, so maybe after the burrito, you could make some caramel popcorn as a kind of inspiration for your today's meal. We also have National Tartan Day, and I'm going to talk about that soon, because I always talk about which day is the day that interested me the most, and what day I would like to do research about. So that day kind of interested me the most, and I would like to talk about it a little bit more. But we also have Plan Your EpiPath Day. I mean, that's a little bit sad, kind of. But we also have Tell a Lie Day. Don't tell lies. Lying is not good. And we also have New Beers Eve. And I found that this is also a really funny name, New Beers Eve. It is really funny. It's a really funny name, and it's also interesting. But for me, the most interesting day was National Tartan Day. And yeah, I would like to speak about that. So what is National Tartan Day? So it's the most recognizable patterns ever, and has a strong history for the people of Scotland. And National Tartan Day was created to celebrate Scottish history and the achievements of people of Scottish descent around the world. While some areas hold marches and parades, other people simply celebrate it amongst themselves. For anyone who has ever been interested in Scottish history, it's a perfect day to learn a little bit about the Scottish history and what's about National Tartan Day. So about the history, it was initiated by Scottish diaspora living in Canada and Nova Scotia in the 1980s, and then it kind of, yeah, started. So, okay, I'm going to go back to the history. So by 1997, the idea of the day had been approved, and the annual celebration began to grow into other Scottish communities in North America and Australia. And by 1997, the US finally approved the day, and it was the first celebration on April 6th. And the reason to celebrate the day on April 6th is kind of because in 1300s, when the Scottish King Robert I signed the Declaration of Arbroath, this was a letter written to Pope John the 22nd, responding to his excommunication from the church because he refused to stop fighting for Scottish independence. And that's kind of how it was invented. And yeah, since 1997, it was also adopted in the United States, and now it's celebrated in Canada, Australia, and the US, and all around the world, wherever Scottish people are. And I was also wondering, how can you celebrate it? So you can wear a tartan for National Tartan Day. So a tartan is, the right term for the Scottish fabric that people are wearing. And actually, Connor, my co-worker here on CDSF, is wearing a tartan today, and he's also coming on air soon to kind of introduce a song that I have for you, because now we're going to the next step the next way to celebrate National Tartan Day is also to listen to Scottish music. So if you never actually listened to Scottish music, then you are at the right place right now, because I'm going to play a Scottish song. And yeah, you can also enjoy some Scottish treats or food in general. So maybe go on Google and look for some Scottish treats or food that you can cook to celebrate the National Tartan Day. And if you have a festival around you, so there in each year in New York City, the Tartan Day is celebrated all throughout the week with a wide selection of events, including a 10K run on Central Park. So I didn't even know that. So if you're in New York right now and listening, then you should definitely check out the Celtic Festival. Maybe you have a Celtic Festival in your hometown too. And yeah, you definitely have to check it out and celebrate with the Scottish people and yeah, wear a tartan or also listen to Scottish music, try something Scottish and just join like a culture a little bit and inform yourself a little bit about culture. Was also what helps me the most is to research about the culture and inform myself. And yeah, that's what I would like to give you as a takeaway for today's What Day Is Today. And before I get Connor on air to introduce the next song, I'm going to play actually one more song. It isn't Scottish, but we'll listen to a Scottish song. It's the second song that's going to be Scottish. But first of all, I would like to introduce the new band Geist. They're performed here in Studio 6, and actually Connor introduced me to them. So that's why I'm going to play the song. It's pretty long, but I hope that you can enjoy it. And then we will listen to Scottish music to appreciate the National Tartan Day a little bit. But first of all, please enjoy Neither Will Leave When the Other One's Around by Geist. They performed here at Studio 6. So if you're interested in performing, if you're a local artist or know someone that would like to perform, then you should definitely check out Studio 6. Go on our website, cdsf.ca, and check out Studio 6 to perform or to recommend someone to Connor so that he can check them out. And you might play here in our cool studio in wonderful BC. And now please enjoy Neither Will Leave When the Other One's Around by Geist.